I heard that I'm speaking for a group of Lamed Vavnikis, that 36 hours have been spent working for Achzakas HaTorah, so I'm in awe. I invite you to come to us and do a marathon, a 36-hour marathon also. But when you have to work hard for something, it usually gives you a strong connection to it. So even though I'm sure it wasn't easy, and I'm sure it was an interruption of some sort, but a lot of times, you know, when people do something that requires exertion, effort, you recognize that you're doing it for something that's really worth it. So Be'ezus Hashem, the kemach should have a proportional amount of Torah that should come in its wake, Be'ezus Hashem. We'll talk a little about the Mishkan, and there's something there that is almost like a side thing, and we wonder about it, and we don't think about it sometimes because it's so much on the side. The Aron is the Cheshev's, the Kli. It's got three Aronos, gold, Shittim, and gold. Fine. It also has a cover with Kruvim on top of it. So the Aron is the Aron. A cover is a cover for the Aron. Kruvim are very Cheshev and so on. Is there anything special about the cover? I mean, that's why you make a box. You should cover it. Let's take a look a little bit at the flow of the psukim. So, if we need a logical progression in the Torah of the parts of the Aron, and you have the Aron, the covering, and the sticks to carry it with. So it's clear that the right progression is the Aron, the cover, and sticks for it to go. Because that's kind of least important in terms of, it's not the Etzem Aron, it's the bottom that you need to take it with. That's not the description, that's not the way it goes in the Pasuk. Vasis Aron Atzishitim 1. V'yotzakta v'tzipis azomit b'chus azoteno. So we have the three boxes. When you put the arba moisir tabos, vasisa badit shitim, you bring in the badim, betabas orin you abadim yisur mimenu, vinasata lo orin esesh hatechon, you put in the edus. And then, vasisa kapayres of Torah, and so on and so forth. Is that not sort of out of order? Shouldn't the tabos with the badim, which are at least structurally the least important yarn, shouldn't that come last? One. Then it says Vasisa Kapiris, and then it says again Vinasata sa kapiris ormala mailo, you put the kapiris on top, Vala Oran Tita Edishatan Lecha, and in the Oran you're going to put the Edis that I gave you. Repeat it a second time. And Rashi Stalzach, what do I said before I put in the Shakonemar Vinasata la Oranis Edus. It's coming to teach me that you first put in the luchos and then you put the kaparis on top of it. Okay, so what does Rashi mean? What would I think without that? I would think I put the cover and then try to put the edus in. Was it supposed to be maisa nisim? Well, how would it work? It doesn't really, really make any sense that we'd have a havamina to do it al derech nes of some sort. It could mean that I finished building the Aron and Betzal says, okay, I've got this ready. So I say, okay, put the kapiris on it, store it in the machzan, and when we have everything ready, we'll put in the luch seder. So the seder of doing it is make the Aron, leave it uncovered till you put the Edus in, don't cover it at all before you put the Edus in, even just for storage, and then put it in. That would be the more reasonable suggestion. Why? L'may nafkamina. It's one thing when you're talking about how to make the Mishkan, the Seder of Mishkan, so I could understand, but that's obvious. When you're putting it in, you're going to have to put that in first. So it's telling me a special halacha. Never put a kapiris on top of the urin without having luchas inside. Why not? What kind of halacha is it? What kind of halacha is it? But that seems to be what it is. That's kind of very strange. Okay, let's see a little bit weiter. V'na'arati l'choshom, I'm going to come to v'dibarti itchom me'ala kaporis, I'll speak to you from the top of the kaporis, mi'bein shnei kruvim ashal roi na'edus, ashal eschah, between the two kruvim. So the understanding of between the two kruvim, we understand that the two kruvim are where Klal Yisrael is ke'ilum yuchad v'rakadosh baruch hu. It's the kesher of Kodesh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. I understand the lashon of bein shnei kruvim. Me'al ha-kapiris, say me'al ha-arin. Kapiris itself is just part of the arin. So say, I'll speak to you between the two kruvim. The right, if you're looking to get a GPS reading on where Kor of the Shechina spoke, between the kruvim. The kruvim are on top of the kapiris. The mashmos is that it's a din in the kapiris, specifically on the spot between the two kruvim. We'll further a little bit. It says that you make a pareches. You the pareches is vivdila pareches lechem ben akodesh ben kodesh hakadoshim. The pareches is mavdil between the kodesh the almoed and kodesh hakadoshim. V'nasatas akapires al aroina edes kodesh hakadoshim. So the kapires you put on the aroina edes kodesh hakadoshim. And the shulchan you put outside, and neuchach ha-shulchan you put the menorah, and so on. So let's see, so this lashon is really, really strange. It's telling me, put the aron inside the Kodesh Kodashim. Okay. And also put the kapiris inside the Kodesh Kodashim. What would I think? That I store it somewhere else and I bring it occasionally and cover it? What's the pshat in this? It's telling me what Kodesh is Kodesh Dashim. Kodesh has the Aron, Kodesh Dashim has the Aron, Kodesh has the Menorah, Mizbeach HaKeteres, and the Shulchan. Why? What's this Kapiris about? It says, V'nasates HaKapiris L'Aron HaEdus, Kodesh Kodashim. It says, V'nasates HaPareiches HaKrozen V'shom Yisrael L'Aron HaEdus. You put in the Aron HaEdus. And the pareches now demarcates between here and here. And then you put on the kapiris. These psukim here are telling me specific division of place. So obviously it's as if the kapiris is something that is it's an entity in itself. It's a lot more than just a lid to keep sort of the luchos safe or whatever it is. It's a lot more than that, and it's a metzius in its own right. So let's be misbonin a little bit and try and understand what it is exactly. It says if somebody learns Torah lishma, he's zeicha ledvarim harbe. Now, in Torah and in other mitzvahs, there's a halacha that you're allowed to learn shaloi lishma, shemeterech shaloi lishma, bo lishma. It's fine. A person does a mitzvah shaloi lishma, depending on what level, but al kapanim, he's done the mitzvah, and it's fine. If you do it lishma, it's better, it's more kavana, it's better kavana. It's doing it me'av and sahira. The Mishnah says that the person is zeichel et varm harbe. And that's sort of the opening of the braises of that deal with Talmud Torah and the yichud of Talmud Torah is this inyan. The kinyane Torah are later. This zeichel et varm harbe how do I understand the zeichel et varm harbe of Torah lishma? Why? Well, lishma would be more schar. This is a whole range of inyanim that are of lemalon, nechbed lemata, and so on and so forth. So we need to understand the following: of all the chalakim of Yiddishkeit, Torah is unique in that it has words and descriptions that are physical and teichen that lies in those words that goes ein sof above and beyond. In other words, in a maisa hamitzvah, I have a lulav, I have a shofar, tzitzis. It's a chafetz. The chafetz itself is a physical object. I get schar for it. It maybe does things in olamos alyonim. But that's not in the tzitzis. Not in the wool of the tzitzis. The wool of the tzitzis is here. The olamos alyonim are there, and it's the lamatas mechum kneged lamala. In Torah itself, the same words have an understanding that's very physical and a metzias, a mamashis, and it has an understanding that goes deeper and deeper and deeper. The same words contain that. What is the person's tfisa in those words? How far am I tefis those words? If I learn shaloi lishma, so that means the tfisa of those words is only nogea to the metzias I'm applying to. L'moshel, somebody is busy making chvesa cholent on Thursday night, and all of a sudden somebody reminds him that, you know, that pot might have been slightly milchik yesterday. So he's embarrassed to ask a shayla. He runs, he grabs a shachar, and starts frantically looking for the halacha. Now, his world is the chalent. That's what his world is. The halacha is important. He wants to eat something beheta, lapisa. So his scope of the halacha is around the chalent. It's good, Baruch Hashem, but that's what it is. A person who learns shaloi lishma means that the Torah has a certain relevance to a certain world, certain metzias, that is his world, the world of covet, the world of knowing how to do business properly. I want to make a deal now, and I need financing, and there's a ribbis shaila. So I'm occupied with the deal now. I want to do it behetav levisir. So I'm being oisik in hilchas ribbis to teach me how to do this business deal. It's very laudable. It's really wonderful. But tachlis, the world is a world of business, making money, and I'm taking the Torah to guide me in how to do it properly. When a person learns lishma, means that the person himself is saying, I'm learning Torah as the tip of the iceberg. And whatever is buried inside it, and as far as it goes, which is to the Ribbono Shel Olam, this is Chochmasa Yisbarach, and it's come down to words that are compatible with the lowest Havana. Take Badim, Atzei Shitim, Kavadim Atachoshes. Those are physical words, they mean something physically, and even I could understand those words as they are. But really, those words, the meaning of those words, stretches at Ein Sof. When I learn Lishma, it means that's how I'm being teufis those words. I'm saying, I want it for the emes that's contained inside it, which is Leila Leila forever, to the Rebbein Shalom. So, in Torah, it's just like in Torah itself, you have what's in front of me, and it's endless Havana. Zeichel Advarim Harbe means that I'm Teufis Torah in a way that it gives me what's beyond Torah as well. So it's the tfisa that I have in Torah, it gives me something that's beyond Torah itself, and that's why it's Zeichel Advarim Harbe. It's not a reward. It says it kemat meforish, but the Reb Chaim Volozhin in Ruach Chaim speaks about it being mechaber our world, the world of Shemayim, and that's why since learning Lishma is mechaber yom tachtoinim, he says that's where you get all these things. In other words, because I'm holding this in the words that I'm learning, the way I'm learning, I'm holding in it whatever lies within it. Then I'm zeichet to many things beyond what it is that I touched with my finger and my physical and graphic mind and understanding. The Rabbi Bechaya says, and other sfarim say similar, that the kapiris is a remez for the highest rakia called aravis, and that's where nevuah comes from. In other words, let's take it to Lingenena. Let's give it some meaning in that we can relate to. This Torah that I can understand with my mind, and it reaches up to a certain point, each person limited. And if we're Zeicha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala more and more to us. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, Rashi Shashim says that the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will megala much more of the pnimius of Torah and so on. A person can be misyageya up to a certain point that is within the realm of his understanding, and beyond that is further. The Rambam in Yesodei HaTorah, when he describes Ruach HaKodesh, the Rambam says he understands it in a way that he recognizes that it's no longer his mind that understands, but he's understanding it as if someone lent him a seichel. He says, there's a little different lashon, but that's more or less the lashon in the Rambam. He recognizes that he understands it in an understanding that was not natural to him. It's almost as if somebody lent him a brain, so to speak. So the first point, it's a highway that goes with my seichel up to a certain point, and from that point onwards, it's paved courtesy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a havana and a tfisa that is beyond my understanding. So it's kind of a little bit different than nevuah. It's not hearing words on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is an understanding that I understand, but I recognize it's because I've gone past my natural understanding. That it could be very well like the Ravid used the term of Firu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sheinu and Seid Hashem Nireyav. And people ask on it, you know, Leber Shemayim He, did he mean it just as a Melitza? It could be that Ruach HaKadosh means this deeper understanding. It's still the person's understanding, but he understands that this is past the boundaries of his own natural seichel and so on. So when we were given the Torah and to hold it in the Mishkan, that actually contained two halakim. The kapiris was not just a covering, kind of, to keep the dust out and ganovim away and so on and so forth. There's an oren, and inside it is the luchos and the edus. That's what's inside it. There's a layer on top of it that begins the next phase of that. The kruvim were not added to the kapiris. That is the world of dvar Hashem, new dvar Hashem, new havana, new tfisa, new deher, new yediyah, and so on. That's a kapiris that it did. There's a special din bein kruvim. There's a reason why it's that. But it's understand that that's a kapiristic type of thing, where the person understands beyond. I think that that's the pshat in the Seder Advar. The insistence that it be dafka to put in the luchos first and then the kapiris on top of it. There's in one of the Litvisha Yesodis is that you can never circumvent Yegiyas HaTorah. The famous Reb Chaim Volozhin writes about his Rebbe the Goyen in his instructions of Tzisa, that they sent him Magidim to be Megala stuff, and he refused to take them. He said he wants to get it through Yegiyah. In other words, as our understanding is that the Chiyuv Adam is to be Miyageya with the Seichel Ad Mokum Shenitin, and only then to put on it, the eternity of Olam Haba is where we're Nenaziv Ashchina. Nenaziv Ashchina means a constant understanding, more deeper and so on. It's Ein Sof. You have to put in first luchos. That's the chelik of Torah that is totally a person's learning. And only on top of that do you have the kapiris, which is the beyond that. It says that nevuah, that world of the words that Rabbeinu Bechaya uses, is from Aravos, meaning is a name of the highest Rakia. That's the world of Aravos, and from there nevuah comes to Klal Yisrael. That's what he says. So the v'nei'adati l'cha, the Dvar Hashem that comes from on top of the kapiris dafka. It's mitzad the kapiris, and kapiris has to be put on it only when you have Torah inside. In other words, to think and to imagine that a person could have any type of giluyim of emes when there was not preceded by an amelus b'teira and a yegiyah b'teira is dimyonis. And this was many Gdol HaChassidus said it. The Kotzke said that amelus b'teira is it. Anything else, he used a sharp lashon from the Tehoim of Nukva. Basically what it means is fantasy, because it's not based on serious das of a person. So the yegiyah and omo, I'm putting that on top. So, Lemaisa, the Aron itself is a two-part kli. One of it is the Aron itself, and that has the luchas inside it. That is the chelak of Torah and Klal Yisrael, the mitzias of Torah and Klal Yisrael. And the kapiras is be'etzim, a new entity. There's something that comes on top of that. This is the chelak of Torah that goes beyond Torah. And that chelik is attained when you have Eidus inside, and you have then something beyond that, and a whole world of new understandings, Giluyim, Dvar Hashem, and so on comes out. And that's why the Pareches, it's marked in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Aron belongs to Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Kapiris belongs to Kodesh HaKadoshim. That because those are the chalokim that are beyond the physical bria, and each one is a separate entity, a separate unit. I think it's important to be mizbeinein in both chalokim of it, because there's a tendency to veer off on one or the other, and then you don't have it. For some people, Torah is a limud. It's intellectual. It's electrically stimulating. It's meant for people leiba shemayim hi, when our das and sechu understand it. And that's it. That's all there is to it. Whatever can be understood and is understood, and that's it. A kind of mentality of chachma chitzonius imposed on Torah. That's not true. That's Torah without the kapiris, and it's behedya at the end of it. That's called learning shalei lishma, in the sense that I'm taking the Torah and limiting it and boxing it into my physical world, my physical reality, and that's it. If I don't understand it, when someone says it doesn't make any sense, what does that mean? When someone says something doesn't make sense, he says it's illogical, doesn't make sense, what does it mean? It means I have never ever experienced anything similar to it. The answer is yes, you have never ever experienced anything similar to it. Does that make it not true? Not so what? That's one extreme. The other extreme is a person is very kin with the idea of a Dvar Hashem and Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah and what have you not. It's something in a person that's good neshama and he understands Kedusha and he understands Dvar Hashem and he understands all these things. The way around it would be, so the person is oisik, a little bit misatzel in learning, doesn't give that immediate feedback, and he's oisik in other inyanim of whatever it is in preparing himself for that. There's no such thing. There is no, a kapiris cannot be in place if there is no luchas in the aron. The Rambam writes vehemently to people thought it was a Mashiach in this letter, and he says, if the Mashiach is not a Talmud Chacham and not a normal person, why would you think that Hashem chose him to be Mashiach? If a person is not an outstanding Talmud Chacham, Haskav Yodei Oisi, why would you think that he's bringing Devar Hashem? A Kadosh Baruch Hu, yes, because we're in Golos, everything's bad, Nevuah is given to Shaitim. That's Nevuah B'Kilkula, not Nevuah B'Tikuna, and that's it's a problem, it's not a Maila. So to attain Torah beyond, a person needs to have that first. So a shleimistic person and a shleimistic Torah is when you understand that what you know and what you have in front of you and what your mind understands as Teifis is the tip of the iceberg. And like the Kohen Gadol says, Harba Yisa Mimasha Karasi Kasuv Kan, a lot more than you heard from me is written there. That's the attitude of a person understanding Torah the way it should be, b'kdushasa, b'tairasa. On the other hand, the road to it goes through working hard at understanding and being malabin in yanim, in shmeitza, being a malabin, working it through and getting to understand the halacha. And if a person combines the two, he understands that his focus is on being on crunching the inyanim so that he understands it, and he also has the perspective that what he's understanding is the beginning of a long road. Then Be'ez Hashem, he puts back, he has a shleimistik aron, an aron with a kapayrus on top of it, and the person is zeichel v'arm harbe. He's zeichel to a lot more. There's no gvul to what a person is zeichel to, because even if his mind only comprehends a limited amount, which is every mind, but if he's teifes it in a way that's grabbing onto everything else, Be'ez Hashem a person is zeichet to devarim harbe and ad ein gvul. Batzlacha.